Welcome to Nintendo Seconds. I'm LP Tiger, today is Monday, April 16th, and it's time for your daily. If you plan on being a hardcore collector of physical Nintendo Switch games, I hope you're keeping an eye on limited run games, not to be confused with being run on a limited basis, which they are. Limited Run Games is a distributor and publisher that specializes in creating physical versions of digital games. They've recently introduced Nintendo Switch games with Thimbleweed Park as their first release. They announced on Saturday that over 13,000 copies were sold. As of today, it's currently showing as sold out, but they're known to re-release certain games, so if you desire a copy, be sure to let them know. You can find their collection on LimitedRunGames.com. And an announcement from Sega has left people excited and possibly worried about what the future holds for the Switch. At a Sega festival in Japan, it was announced that a Sega Ages collection was in development for the Nintendo Switch. This library of retro games will be released as individual downloads this summer. The initial release is said to have over 15 games, which currently include Sonic the Hedgehog, Phantasy Star, Alex Kidd, and Thunder Force 4. They've also mentioned that they could extend this initiative to Saturn and Dreamcast games. So it's assumed that based on the performance of these few releases, they will make the determination to release more in the future. So that's great and all, but where exactly does that leave Virtual Console? Is that still truly being planned? Is it even necessary anymore? I mean, let's take a look and see what's going on. Both Mega Man and Mega Man X collections are on the way. We have a 30th anniversary Street Fighter collection coming. A 40th anniversary SNK collection is coming, and now we have the Sega Ages series announced and in development. And let's not forget about the NES and SNES mini consoles that were released back-to-back in the past few years. So are they holding Virtual Console back, or is it just taking a long time to get ready? And remember when they promised a free retro game every month when subscribed to the online service? There's truly a whole lot missing from Nintendo regarding both the Virtual Console and online services. The answer to all these questions are most likely going to be answered during E3, as the online service is set to release this September. Of course, Nintendo isn't a stranger to delays, so who knows if it'll be pushed back again. In any case, regardless of what happens with Virtual Console, we know that we can always bug the publishers and developers to make their own re-releases. Although, be careful what you ask for and how you ask for it, because it may not always be what you truly want.
Secret of Mana.
And that's it! Again, thank you all so much for your continued support. I've started to see some consistent listens from each episode, and it's helping me continue with pushing these out. But I really, really would love some feedback from you. Anything. If you have the Anchor app, just leave me a little voice message. For those not up to it through vocals, you can catch me on Twitter at LP Tiger, LPTYGER. Thanks for listening to Nintendo Seconds, putting Nintendo first.